Please admit the Honorable Sam Brownback, Governor of the State of Kansas.
Republican Governor Sam Brownback delivered his final State of the State speech in Topeka, Kansas last night. Brownback's term ends early next year, but back in July, President Trump nominated him to be an at-large ambassador. Well, that sounds good. Governor Brownback can get a new job, travel the world promoting religious freedom. The problem is that the very Senate where Sam Brownback used to be a member never confirmed him, and he still hasn't stepped down as governor of Kansas, even though the lieutenant governor has been taking over a lot of the responsibilities. And Brownback says he's not going anywhere until the Senate finally confirms him for his new ambassadorship. And the whole thing is frustrating Kansas lawmakers because of the simple question, who's in charge? Republican State Senator Barbara Beaulieu joins me now. She represents the 7th District in Kansas. Senator, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
The State of the State speech from Governor Brownback last night, awkward at all? How was it?
It was unprecedented in that he received almost no applause during his speech. He announced $600 million for our schools, and there was no applause, even though most of us want more funding for schools. But the fact that he stepped in with a, quote, what he calls a solution with actually no solution, no plan for how to pay for that. And he really stepped into a mess of causing great difficulty for us to move forward as we try to actually find a solution for our court case.
Well, it sounds like those of you in the legislature aren't buying what Governor Brownback is selling anymore. Is he in charge? Is Jeff Collier, the lieutenant governor, in charge? Who do you call?
Well, it's like Abbott and Costello, who's on first? And my question, are we playing baseball still? It's very difficult to tell. Lieutenant Governor Collier has been allowed to appoint some of the new secretaries because many of his administration has been leaving, fleeing the ship is what it looks like. And yet he is staying. He insisted on doing the State of the State last night. He says he won't step down until he's actually has a new job. We can't tell if he will or won't. He can't tell. It's very difficult for all of us.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in Kansas, Senator. You mentioned $600 million for education and no applause from a bunch of skeptical legislators like you. What else is on the docket in Kansas that's getting complicated now? There's gun control legislation. What else?
I would say, quite honestly, the number one and primary focus of the session will be the school funding issue, because it then affects our potentially affects tax structure, and it also really impacts our budget. We do not even remotely have $600 million to add into a budget, and we are constitutionally required to have a balanced budget. So we have quite a bit to talk about and figure out. I'm not really sure what all we'll be working on. Yes, gun control is an issue, but it's never moved forward. If Governor Brownback stays, he will veto everything. We don't know where the lieutenant governor might stand. So all of our things moving forward, we don't know how to move forward when we are not sure who we're going to be having as the possible big V veto ability.
Well, Senator, it sounds like a lot of you are frustrated and frustrated with the governor of your own party. He won't step down. Work's not getting done. If Governor Brownback won't go, has anyone in the legislature talked about removing him?
Not to my knowledge.
And why not?
Well, I don't know that you could remove him without him doing something, quote, that's impeachable. And he has not done that. And I don't think he would ever do that. So at this point, he is our governor and he will stay our governor until he chooses not to be our governor anymore.
And when would you like to see that happen?
If he thinks he's going to leave, the sooner the better, because then we can move forward and get going on what needs to be accomplished. We have a 90-day session. We are now on our have 87 days left. So the clock is ticking. And with that small amount of time, we need to keep moving and moving responsibly and quickly to get what is needed for our state and our constituencies.
Senator Barbara Beaulieu, Republican of the 7th District in Kansas, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.